Hello， 大家好，欢迎你又一次回到潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目，我是 Jenny。
Hey everyone, I'm Jason, and welcome to today's episode all about knowing.
Knowing 不就是知道认识吗？好像很简单啊。
It's a little complicated. It's kind of both of those things, actually.
哦，这倒是啊，它既是知道又是认识 ，which makes it confusing. Just the other day, 我跟一个朋友在聊天，然后 she asked me, "Oh, do you know this person? Do you know him?" 然后我说 "Yeah, I do." 然后他马上很兴奋地说 "Can you introduce us? Can you connect me to him?" 然后我说 "Oh, sorry, I only know about him. He doesn't know me. We don't know each other personally."
You don't actually know him, right?
对，就我知道他，但是我不认识他哈。And 其实你跟我说，就是外国人学中文的时候也经常犯同样的错误啊，就是你们不太确定哪里用知道，哪里用认识，是吧？
Yeah, we're coming from English that only has the one word, know, right? So even us native English speakers have trouble sometimes communicating exactly what we mean with this word.
对，但没关系，我们今天的节目呢，就会帮大家理清。We'll try our best to help you really know the word know.
All right.
好，那 let's start with, 我觉得可以基本上分为三大块啦。就是第一，用 know with 一个人，不管你是认识一个人还是知道一个人啊，然后第二就是事情，然后第三就是你可能 you know some skills, 比如说 know 功夫 or even know English,、mm. right?
Yeah, some ability, right? Something you're able to do.
对，那 why don't we start with know 一个人啊？那么 to know a person, 就像我们前面说的，它最搞的地方就是你究竟是说你听过他，你知道他，还是说你认识他？
That's a deep question, right? But if you say you know somebody, it could be either or. It depends, right?
好，那我们就看第一种情况，就是你想表达你认识一个人，而且他也认识你。So there's this mutual 认识, you know, mutual recognition, and there's some sort of a relationship.
Yeah, when you say you know somebody, right? It means that you have some kind of relationship with them, whether that's at work or your friends or anything like that.
所以英语如果你光说 I know someone, 它就 imply 就是说你们俩是真认识。有可能不熟啊，但至少他也知道你是谁，你也知道他是谁，是吧？
Yeah, if you've met somebody but never talked to them personally, right? You wouldn't say you know them in this way.
啊，明白明白。哎，比如说比尔盖茨好了。If you say、I know Bill Gates, 那人家就会觉得因为他 imply 就是说比尔盖茨也认识你。
Yeah, that means you're pretty, pretty special person, huh?
对 ,maybe you go way back, 你们俩是老朋友。或者你可以 to make it even clearer, 你可以说 ,oh, I know Bill Gates, I actually know him pretty well. 就我跟他还挺熟的，我挺认识他的，对吧？
Wow, yeah, if you say you know him pretty well, it means you've definitely hung out with him multiple times, at least.
Yeah, so I think when you say I know someone pretty well, 它其实是暗指You know each other, 它不是一个 one-sided, 不是你一厢情愿的。
Exactly. Like you said, it's a mutual kind of situation, right? You have a relationship.
没错啊。所以呢英语里面我们可以用一些副词来表达就是你们两个不仅 know each other, 而且还比较熟然后就是很简单的那个副词。
That's right. You could say, we know each other pretty well, or、yeah. we know each other really well.
对没错诶那如果我想说我们已经认识十年了这类的可以怎么讲呢
We've known each other for 10 years.
啊 ,OK。但是呢它还有一种情况就是你们认识就是也是互相 mutual 的但不熟。
You could say, we know each other, but not that well.
哦 ,OK。或者有一些情况就是很多认识是在工作对吧专业的场合就你们不是 social 或者 personally 那种朋友。
That's right. If it's not personal, it could be professional, and you could say, we know each other, but only professionally.
啊明白。诶但也有一种情况是 maybe you know each other from work, but you've gotten close since, so you're good friends now, 对吧
Yeah, this is going to tell the person that you're talking to that you have a relationship with this person that started off professionally, but you've kind of become friends over time.
OK, 好，那总之大家记住，当你用英文说 you know someone 的时候呢，就是我们中文说的认识啊，就是你认识他，他也认识你。但是这个问题，这个挑战就来了，有一些时候就是你知道这个人，但不是认识，或者你听过这个人， you know, 但不是 to the extent of mutual 的认识。
Yeah, this is a little different, right? This is not about having a relationship, and this is when you say you know of someone, or you know about someone, right?
所以在英语里面呢，就我们还是用 know 这个主要的动词，但后面要加介词，对吧？来区分前面的那个你认识， like I know him, I know her.
That's right.
好，那我们先来看看你刚刚说的这个 to know of someone.这个是什么 extent? 是个啥程度呢?
It can kind of depend, but it definitely doesn't mean that you have a relationship because you don't know the person, you know things of them, you know things about them. So maybe they're a celebrity or a mutual friend that you've never met.
Okay. 所以 to know of someone, 就是说你知道这个人存在。Like you're aware that this person exists.
Yes.
但是你对他可能没有什么 detailed knowledge. 然后呢你们也没有这种认识的这种关系这种 relationship, right?
Yeah, it's almost like you just know a tiny bit about them, kind of. You know things that surround them as a person, but you don't know the actual person.
To me, it feels like, oh, 我听说过他。But that's all, that's the extent. 比如说 I know of John, but I don't really know anything about him.
Yeah, it pretty much means the same thing as saying, I've heard of John. You're right, yeah.
对吧,听说过啊,所以另外一种你也可以说 I've heard of him. 还有一个你刚刚说 to know about someone, 这个有一点不一样是吗?
Yeah, this is getting a little more specific and saying that you do know some details about this person, whether it's their job or whatever art they produce or something they did, but you still don't know the person, right?
对，所以 to know about someone 呢，就是你知道关于他的一些什么特点啊，或者事情，对吧？所以you can remember it as you know something about that person. 比如说 I know about John. He's a talented musician.
Yeah, exactly. Or you could say I know about Bill Gates, right? He's a very famous entrepreneur, but
yeah,
I don't
know.
Yeah, he's
a very wealthy man, 这样对。
Yes.
好的 ,OK, 那这三种呢就是最常用的 know 和一个人的搭配啊区分开来你认识还是知道还是听说过的程度。那总之我觉得大家可以搭配今天的文案看一下可能会更加的清楚。OK, so moving on, 我们接下来要看的第二个情况第二个场景呢就是 to know something, whether it's an event or, 一个A piece of information 或者什么 news 搭配事情的
Yeah, and this one is getting a little bit more binary. It's either yes or no. You either know this thing or you don't know the thing.
比如很简单的诶你知道巴士站在哪里吗
Do you know where the bus stop is?
哎对你要么知道要么不知道啊但有的时候也就 kind of 有点模糊
That's true, yeah. You could say, I think I know, but I might be wrong.
是是是，或者再举个例子，你知道咱们航班几点起飞吗？
Do you know when our flight is?
Okay. Or, 就问厕所， Do you know where the bathroom is?
Yes, it's right there.
好，这里的一个重点就是我们刚刚所有听到的这些问句哈，其实它是一个问句 ,do you know, 后面还有另外一个问句对吧 ?do you know where the bathroom is?do you know when our flight is? 所以在这种情况底下呢你后半部分的那个你的词语的顺序你的语顺语序就是要用陈述句的形式。
Yeah, that's right. So instead of saying, do you know where is the bus stop, right? You want to say, do you know where the bus stop is?
对这点非常重要啊如果你觉得一下有点难改过来这个习惯你就说了 Do you know where is the bus stop? 对方也能懂但是呢就是最准确的一个语法表达是 Do you know where something is? Do you know when something is?
Yeah, this is a really common mistake for non-native speakers to make because it's all about 语感 too, right? So the more you practice this, the easier it will be.
但 但是有很多就是关于 do you know something 的时候，我听到的问句它是 did 呀，它是那个过去式 like did you know 什么什么。
Yeah, usually when we say something like did you know, right, you're telling somebody something by asking them the question. The question is teaching them something, so they do know it after you ask them, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay. 所以当我们听到 did you know 的时候呢，它就是说来问你一件你可能不知道的事情，所以他现在好像是要启发你，启蒙你是吧？他说 Did you know? 有可能，因为你有可能不知道， But I'm telling you now. 所以 from you didn't know 就变成了 Oh, now you do know.
So for example, you could say, Did you know trees absorb carbon dioxide?
你知不知道树会吸收二氧化碳？我知道啊，这时候我应该说 I knew 还是 I know 呢？
Strangely enough, you would say I know.
Because you, 就是你一直知道是吧？就是这种状态，所以我们用就是 present tense 就可以。
Exactly, yeah. You have the knowledge of this, you had it before, and you're going to continue to have it, so you know this fact.
Okay. 你看这个是一个很简单的一个事实，但因为你是不确定对方知不知道，所以我们还是会用 did you know, 用这个过去式哈。
Yeah, it's kind of asking whether or not the person had this information before.
对，所以你这个 information 有的时候是可以问，比如将来要发生的事情。For example, did you know there's no school tomorrow? 你知道吗？明天不用上学。
No way.
Great, 是吧
？So exciting. Yeah.
虽然是在谈论明天的事情，但是你是在讲对方不一定知道的事。So you still would use did you know?
Exactly. And now they do whether or not they want to know, you've told them by asking the question, right?
对，诶，我刚刚的那个问你的回复啊，就是 oh, I know. 那如果你不知道呢？你应该说 I don't know 还是 I didn't know?
You could say, I didn't know.
啊，这里我们说 I didn't know, 而不是 I don't know, 是因为他告诉你了嘛。Did you know there's no school tomorrow? 其实他是想告诉你啊，明天不用上学，是吧？
Yeah, so you could say, I didn't know, but now I do.
看完了这种情况呢，我们今天最后要看的一个 know 的使用场景就是你 know some kind of skills or you have some kind of ability.
Yeah, this one has more to do with languages and abilities, like you said, right? So, for example, do you know how to speak English?
哎，对，你会不会说英文哈？ Or do you know Kung Fu? 你会中国功夫吗？
一点点。
真的，你怎么回答呢？ Yeah, I know a little, 是吧？
Yeah, you could say, I know a little Kung Fu.
Yeah, or even with languages, yeah, I know a little.English, I know a little Japanese. 就你可以这样讲。
Yep, you could say I know some Japanese as well.
啊，对，也可以。或者一种情况是，我以前学过，那个时候我 know 的比较多，现在忘记了。这个要怎么回答？
You could say I used to, but I've forgotten most of it.
Yeah, that's me with Japanese.
Hmm.
而且我以前是大学时候嘛，就差不多20年前学的，
Whoa.
也就学一点点，对，学两个学期。So I used to know a little Japanese, but I've forgotten most of the little Japanese I knew.
That's too bad.
对，我觉得很可惜，因为学语言很不容易，然后就让他这样 lose that ability.
Yeah, you got to get the practice and it'll come back. If you actually went and practice, I bet it would come back.
我觉得这一个 know 的场景还是很容易理解的。反正你就记住 you always ask, do you know when you're talking about skills and abilities? It's never did you know, 是吧？
Exactly. You would never say, did you know Kung Fu?
好，那我们今天节目的最后呢，我和 Jason 选了三个非常有意思、非常简单但很实用的英语小俚语、小短语，它们都含有 know 这个词。
Yeah, and the first one here is know one's stuff.
Stuff, 东西。知道什么东西呢？然后这个 once 是什么 once 啊？一个。
Well, you could say, for example, I know my stuff when it comes to...coding or when it comes to Japanese. So knowing one's stuff or some person knowing their stuff, right? Just means that they've got a really good hold on whatever that topic is.
就是你在某一个领域你是很有知识或者很有专长或者就很有能力吧。因为我也常听到人家 as a compliment 在赞扬一个人说 oh, like she really knows her stuff.
Yeah, it's like they're an expert, right? Really reliable.
哎、对, 对, 对, 对，你专家，没错。好 so to know one's stuff. 那第二个小短语、我非常喜欢就是 in the know。你乍一听觉得很奇怪哦、什么 in the know, 不是 in the park, in the classroom, in the know.
Yeah, this takes like knowing and makes it like a metaphor of a place. And you're either in that place or you're not, right?
对,其实这里也是形容的某一个领域,某一个 field, right?
Yeah, and it has this exclusive feeling to it. You're very special if you're in the know. You got inside. It's almost like a club or something where you have to know someone to get in, right?
所以 in the know 意思就是说你知道很多情况而且很多是就别人不知道的 secret material, 就信息、
yeah.
对消息很灵通是吧
Yeah, very special, exclusive.
就比如公司里啊总有一两个同事 they're always in the know, 就是 your company's future plans,、各种各样的什么计划什么 they're always in the know.
Yeah, and sometimes, now that you say that, I realize being in the know sometimes is because of being nosy and gossip. It's not always like because you're special, right?
但不一定是贬义的啦。就比如我们也可以说啊有些人他就很知道有什么新饭店、新酒吧特别酷、特别好。So they're always in the know about the newest and coolest places to be.
Yeah, they get it early, right? They don't have to wait to hear it from the news like everybody else.
对对。好，那我们今天最后要分享的一个俚语是
You never know.
哎呦 that's life, right? You never know
yeah, you never
what's gonna
know.
Happen tomorrow or even the next second, 下一秒。
Yeah, yeah this is just like a way of saying like, you know, the future is unknown. You never know what could happen, right?
对对对。有的时候听起来好像有点宿命啊有点这个pessimistic, 但我觉得不一定它有的时候是一种乐观的。比如说 you know, I might just apply for that job. You never know, I might get it.
Yeah, it has this like optimistic, you know, maybe I'll get lucky, right?
对对对。所以 it all depends on your perspective. 就看你自己怎么看啊。
That's right.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望我们帮你分清了 know 这个词在不同情况下要如何使用。
That's right. Now you're in the know about how to use the word know.
Okay, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time.
See you next time.